People are, how you deal with Steiny? Because I've walked around hospital.
And not that funny, buddy.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
All righty. Four teams left in the NBA. Maybe three after tonight.
I mean, Minnesota was in that game at home, so got to give them a puncher's chance.
So we're talking about the Warriors. I came in today thinking, where are they? You know, the Western Conference Finals going on, Eastern Conference Finals going on. They were eliminated by the Timberwolves. But how you feeling about it? You like where they're at right now. You like where the Golden State Warriors are at. And further, you like the way they've, you know, they won a title 3 years ago now. And a lot of people continue to bring that up. And so in 2023, the year after they won the title, they ran it back and it didn't work. And then they tried again and they didn't make the playoffs. And then this past year, they got to the second round. My question is, you like where they're at? And then B, do you feel good about how they managed the last 3 years after they won their surprise title? And I am less than enthusiastic about each of those things than you.
Okay, well, let's start with JK. Is it JK's fault? Because that's 50-50 to me. A lot of people give Kerr criticism. I mean, I got him top five coach, but the bottom line is that at the crust of your, you know, on what they could have did differently? Would this team still be playing had they given, you know, Kuminga Lamb's minutes? I don't know. Or knock, knock, is anybody home? Is Kuminga ready? Is that more on him? I'm asking you, what egg have they left unhatched?
Well,
because Moody's made progress, and he made big contributions for you to get to where you got this year.
Well, I wouldn't say big.
I would. To be a starter and counted on, Steiny. And then you kind of get to the awesomeness on the big boys.
The what I'm getting at is the Golden State Warriors won a title with young guys not playing. And they've continued to not play the young guys for whatever reason. They're not ready or they're not as far along as we'd like, with the exception of Moody, who's...
What about Pods, though? He's hitting
the
ground
running. No, I'm
not talking...
Pods is not in this one. This is about what they did in the wake of winning the title in 2022, and whether or not they should have continued to think that they're a championship team, because I'm convinced they thought it was over. They thought it was over.
That's crazy, and that's why
Wiseman was drafted. That's why Kuminga was drafted. And the next thing you know, they won a title. So now they're sitting there with three young guys and a ring, and they're not playing the three guys. They're just not playing them. But why weren't they playing them? Because they're all in on another title. Was that realistic? Is it still realistic? Like Damon Cheng, our good friend on the YouTube chat, said, it's still the Steph Curry era.
No doubt. And I told you how I feel about that. We ride to the wheels fall off.
Okay.
And
so then you're happy with where they're at.
No,
right
and
now.
That's why I said
okay.
it, right?
And you're happy with how they handled the last 3 years?
Outside of Jordan Poole.
Okay. So you like the draft picks even?
Well, yeah, I like what I see from Quentin Post.
No, I'm talking about Wiseman, Kuminga, and Moody.
No, Steiny, I don't.
Okay,
I like the Moody one. You know what? I'm not
trying to pin you in a corner.
Right.
I'm just
and it's okay. It's just, you know, it's a lot. The Wiseman pick, no, it was a bust. And if you had Halliburton or the LaMelo Ball, I'll just leave that there, okay? But outside of that, I think Moses Moody is giving you all that he can, so that's not a bust. And Jonathan Kuminga, you know, all dependent on, would you like him to be further? Yes, Donnie. But you went out and you doubled down on making it about right now. And Jimmy Butler, for whatever reason, the team saw Kuminga, you know, that came at his expense. How about that? So I do like where they're at when they're healthy.
All right. 888-957-9570. I just want to kind of get into this. We got Bob Fitzgerald coming up at 11. I'll ask him the same thing, and I have a feeling that, you know, he's going to say that after the 2022 title, they had to run it back and see if they could repeat. And they have made decisions since the 2022 title that all indicate they still think they're in a championship window, even now. And I'm just asking, do you all think they still are? And is this, are you still happy they're going down this road? Let's go to Martin to start us off. What's up, Martin? How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, thanks.
So I wanted to bring up, yesterday I was watching the Pacers game, and after, on the inside with NBA, with Chuck asked Siakam,
yeah,
like, what would he feel if they ran more plays through him so he could score more points? And he said that with the Pacers, they have so many two-way players that can get a bucket all the time that they just work as a team. They run 12, 13 guys, and they run as a team. And when he said that, it made me think of the Warriors and the fact that I think what we're missing, and I think what is not going to, like, with the missing step to be able to possibly have a championship window with Curry, is we need a lot more two-way guys. Like, he mentioned how that's the biggest thing, that's them, and I feel like we have a lot of one-trick ponies where they either can shoot, like Kuminga, and don't defend, or you have guys like Gary Payne, which is mostly a defender, and then once in a blue moon, he starts hitting the threes. And as far as the question you guys have going on with what I think they're doing, I mean, last year it was interesting when he was running the 12, 13 guys. I didn't think we were really going to go
right
anywhere. They obviously turned that around with Butler, and that helped, I think, kind of give them, I would say, maybe a B-minus grade because of the trade. If not, they were, like, in C territory. I just think if in the offseason they don't get, you know, a couple more role players at that, you know, they don't even have to be knockdown shooters. They can shoot a three and actually defend. I think we're a lot better, because if not, just Curry and Butler being the only scorers, I mean, it's pretty crazy that, like, we just don't have a chance. And that's what the team's figured out.
Gotcha.
I mean, if you double Curry, all the other guys aren't there. They're not. As much as Curry can find them free, it's like, are they going to score? Or what's going on here?
I got you, Martin. Good stuff. See you, 510. Zucci is.
Yeah, what did he say?
Zucci?
No.
And this is what I was worried about. Nah, this is what I was worried about. Steiner, your tone is sounding like you're trying to pin Goo in a corner. No, I didn't mean.
That's who you are. It's okay.
That's not how you answer.
Yeah.
You say he wasn't.
I'm just, hey, look.
No, like
I love that call.
I don't like the way they've handled some stuff at all since the title. I'm just being honest.
And you can like it or not. I would just say to you, Steiner, from afar. And we got 4 hours. I don't think that list is long because
of what
you don't like.
I don't like that they drafted three guys that are essentially.
Well, Jonathan Kuminga, to me, fits the mold of a guy more than capable of giving you something offensively and defensively. Why I get excited is, if it's not here in Golden State this summer, Steiny, I'm excited on what I believe is going to be, there's no doubter, a sign and trade giving you somebody that can come back and play and contribute. So that excites me. But if there's not, and they find a way for Kuminga to stay here, for that caller, he's right. We need to diversify our portfolio. We got too many, you know, specialists. And I get excited about maybe a Kuminga breakout or a sign and trade that brings a guy that can give us what that caller was talking about, because that's what we need.
See, I'm seeing two different things here. This from the 209. This is what Curry wants. It's the Curry show. So I am wanting to know how fans rationalize the, we're doing everything for Curry, but then what we saw surface a lot this year was, we're too Curry-centric.
Well,
so how do you solve that problem?
Well, you were 23-8 when you were Curry-centric, because you got Butler, Robin, and up until he got hurt, Steiny, everybody knew their role, and it looked like it was working, and we had action. That's why when we talked to Fitz, I'm going to just share with him my disappointment just from the injury standpoint. But, you know, again, I'm being proactive. I just hope, and you're going to call me, you get stupid, basketball stupid, if I'm banking on three guys in their mid-30s not to get hurt come by the time the playoffs roll around.
This is from Pierce Evans. Steine, you mentioned it yourself. How many different teams have won in the last 7 years? There's going to be a new one this year. So ever since the Warriors have won the title, there have been seven, or there's going to be seven different teams that win the title. So the argument goes, there's no dynastic team.
Right.
So the Warriors...
But can you be the best version of yourself again? And that's health. Health is wealth.
Well, and that's where I've completely jumped off the bus. Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at the Indiana Pacers and their age. I'm looking at Oklahoma City and their age. I'm looking at Minnesota and their age. And that's why I don't like where they're at right now.
And
at all.
Okay, let me throw this to you. That's why in the green room I almost jumped on your lap, because let's just say you're correct, and there's other people in Dub Nation that feel the way you do. Wouldn't that – forget if you can pull it off, but shouldn't the Golden State Warriors be one of the first teams called in Milwaukee to see what's up with Giannis? Just the ideal of them, because if you were able to somehow pull that off, Steiny, you're checking off a lot of boxes and basically changing the dynamic of your team in regard to your – yeah, you got Curry. We know he is, man, but now you got a 30-year-old with a good 6 or 7 years left.
I mean, I'm sure there might calls, but in lieu of that happening, which would, to my way of thinking, be an unbelievable upset if Giannis lands here, sure, if you can get Giannis, go ahead and give it a shot. But I think we all know it's going to be tough, because – again, I'm sorry, but when you look at the Golden State Warriors roster, who do you want? Like, who do you really want? If you're moving Giannis Antetokounmpo, like
Kuminga would be somebody I would really want, Stein.
Okay. Do you want Kuminga more than the second pick in this draft? Do you want Kuminga more than Stephon Castle?
Wow. Like, those are hard questions. I want Kuminga more than the second pick in this draft. I know.
I wouldn't. But I think there's going to be a lot of teams out there with a lot of
better packages.
Of stuff to offer. Yeah. This from the 650. The biggest error was the two timelines. We weren't all in on a championship, Carlos and Foster City. I can't agree. I couldn't agree more. I just couldn't agree more.
But you kind of explained it, Steiny, that they got caught in a pinch when they thought they were done winning.
Well, there's two times. After 19, they thought they were done winning. Then they win in 2022, and it's like after a three-year delay, then they say, oh, actually, we can still win it. Now we've got to do anything and everything to try to win another one, even though – it's going to be really, really hard.
Yeah. And they kind of
and
done
they,
that.
And they made all the sacrifices. Yeah.
But they pulled off this trade for Butler. For the now, that's where you landed. Right. How do you feel now?
And he wore down in the playoffs after half a season. So, you know, I just – my thing is you went all in after 2022 and you keep saying this is a championship team. Is it still? And when do we stop thinking that, or must we think it's simply because Steph Curry's on the roster? 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Jonathan. Hey, Jonathan in the city, what's up?
Our man.
Hey, good morning, Phyllis.
Hey.
Good to talk to you again after a long time.
Yeah, you're my man.
I just want to say, man, as far as championship talks are concerned, man, I'm totally with you, man. For the first time ever, I'm going to say this. At times, Draymond Green is unplayable because, man, you look at the teams in the Elite Eight, the Final Four in the NBA, they're not rolling out a guy who's offensively challenged. See, that's the problem with the Warriors, man. They picked up all these guys, the so-called connectors, right? The specialists that caters to, we're going to defer to Steph because he's the greatest shooter ever, and every shot he takes is a good shot. Well, guess what? Those dudes are offensively challenged. They can't make a free throw, and it's an adventure for them to go in the paint and make a layup. Did you see that last Moses Moody layup? It's a breakaway layup, and he bricked it. This guy is a professional great basketball player, and he can't make a bunny layup. Come on, man. I was on that very floor, the Chase Center floor, man. I'm freaking 5'6", bro. I'm not even a basketball player at the very, you know, on any degree. And I could make a freaking layup. I could make a teardrop. Man, Podziemski's teardrop and Buddy Hield's teardrop, I'd like cry me a river.
All right, so you don't like the young guys, John.
The Warrior has. Well, I do like the young guys, but all the young guys that they have is kind of like the old guys that they pick up. They're all connectors, you know? They connect the games, was what Steve Kerr says. Well, they can't score. And it's a scoring league. You got to be able to score, man. All these guys, the OKCs, they go 10 deep, man. Like you alluded to, the Timberwolves and the Rockets and all these young teams, there's by six of them. They go 7-10 deep, and like I said, they don't roll out a guy like a Looney. He can't make a layup. Like a Draymond Green can't make a layup. You know, like a GP2, he can make a layup. He can't make an outside shot. The Warriors are the only team that has all these players that are offensively challenged.
Thanks, Jonathan. Appreciate the call. He's not wrong in terms of they have a lot of one-dimensional players.
Now, I got to just do something, fight for myself, Donnie, stand up for myself. So Theodore Rand, our guy in the chat, said I'm doing too much in regard to Kuminga in the number two pick in the draft because I'm not going to sit up here in front like I'm Dick Vitale and I watch me some college basketball. But to me, this draft is about one guy. Now, obviously, it's going to be about others when they make their mark and they get time to play in the association. But outside of Cooper Flagg, who's going one, you got Dylan Harper from Rutgers, Donnie, point guard. I don't know how familiar you are with him. Ace Bailey from Rutgers. I don't know how familiar you are with him. VJ Edcombe from Baylor. My point being, okay, there might be a star or stars in there. Man, but miss me with what I've seen from Kuminga and his potential and still only being 22. I would go there if I can't, you know, if I'm not going to get flagged and I got to roll the dice with one of these guys.
So what do you do with Kuminga?
Got to look yourself in the mirror. If your coach is what he told Willard and Dibbs and Tim Kawakami on his podcast, Steiny, it just sounds like on the sideline from afar, there's just not a fit or a spot for Kuminga to be what he wants to be. And it seems like he's having difficulty knowing how to do anything else and fit in. So that constitutes, okay, if we can sign and trade you, maybe we get something equal or greater than you coming back. And that person would add to what we have.
But with the thing I think is going to be difficult for the Warriors is that I don't know if they're going to be able to get a player better than Kuminga back. The question is, are you willing to get an old player back?
If the window is really 2 to 3 years, I think their answer would be yes.
I think you're right. I think you're right. And I'm just telling you right now,
you ain't with that.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I mean, obviously we'd have to see who the player is, and maybe he's not 36, he's 31, and maybe he fits. I don't know, but it is starting to dawn on me that, you know, Poole's gone. You traded him for Chris Paul. And now here you got another guy, Jonathan Kuminga, at 22 years old, and you're thinking that he may not be in the future. And the reason he's not in the future is because he didn't get good enough by the time the Warriors still thought they were in a championship window.
Mm.
I guess my point would be, when's this end?
When Curry's done.
Okay.
And so I appreciate it.
So if Curry gets one, let's say Curry signs one more year.
Yeah, and Dre. Yeah. And Jimmy Steiny. That's what it is.
Yeah, and I can't get behind that. I can't.
Well, again, I keep going here back to Kuminga.
And Curry's not really part of this.
Okay.
Because Curry's not going anywhere.
But they're dedicated to trying to give him the best chance.
But
he told us.
Right, and that's fine, and you can say that.
All right.
But Steph Curry's 37 years old. I'm not surrounding him with two 35-year-olds. Not when I'm watching the playoffs, looking at how young these other teams are. I've got to get younger as fast as possible so that if Curry is playing in 2 or 3 years, maybe they got somebody in their prime who's got athleticism.
So let's, okay. I'm not trying to avoid it. It's so hard not to. Then can the Warriors really truly afford, Steinie, to let a 22-year-old with potential go?
Exactly.
There's got to be a way that the certain powers to be get in a room or have a conversation and make this guy, after what he showed in 3 games, I know they didn't win any of the games, but we know there was a different scoreboard. That has to, you have to find a way for that to work. That's all. I'm not saying start him and he plays 40. You kind of get what road I'm on?
Yes, but they've made a decision.
Not yet.
Well, they made a decision that they're riding with Butler and Green now.
But I'm talking about Kuminga's future. Like, the Warriors are the one team that, like, all right, forget Kuminga, Steinie. If I said how the Warriors' future look right now to you, what would you say compared to many OKC?
I don't think it looks good. Yep. What do you think?
I don't think it looks good.
Well, then.
And I think.
But you're happy with where they are.
To say night-night to Kuminga. Like, you can't afford it. It seems to me.
Well, first of all,
he's your best young player. Yeah,
first of all, if they can get rid of Kuminga for an old guy that they think, for whatever reason, gives him a better chance at a championship immediately, they're going to move Kuminga.
So that's kicking the can down the road for real.
Yes, they've been doing it for 3 years.
Okay. And if that guy were a good player, Steinie, I would understand it. But, man, those playoffs, I was just happy for JK. The dude is not a stiff.
Yeah,
I got to find a way to make it work even with Jimmy. Because that's the reality.
And that's what I think is a problem that is a little too overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
How can you possibly build around Draymond, Steph, and Jimmy Butler when they are making what they're making?
Man.
And you still need veteran-type guys. I don't know. I guess it's easy to say, but I would have been on with it by now.
What if they were able to pull something? I know we're up against it. No. Pull something off and get Vucevic in here. Like, that excites me, though, Steinie. You don't need Shaq. You need a guy, a real stretch with some size and a big ass. You know what I mean? They could get some boards.
We'll see.
Here we go. I'm a guest, Steinie.
He's going to be 35 in October.
Well, he fits.
See, that, like, I...
No, seriously.
Right, and I would tell you, I would be so out on him that it would be a non-starter.
Man.
It would be a non-starter. So, and I guess that's what... Is Steph the reason? Not the reason, but...
Oh, come on. Yeah, of course, yes.
So because of Steph Curry, you're willing to go... These three guys, and now talk about a guy like Vucevic or Brook Lopez.
Okay, just to
that to me sounds like
as opposed
absolute...
to what though, Steinie? Keep rolling the dice, and no. Let's just say you do your due diligence, but you're just striking out with these young players. Then where are you?
Well, I don't think I'd get rid of Kuminga, is what I'm saying, and I don't think I'd get rid of Kuminga for a pipe dream that you may get a veteran in here, and now you're going to win your fifth title. I think the fan base.
I don't think two people are mad right now what they're doing for Steph. And I know it's Dre in there too. But you win, got Jimmy. If you stay healthy, Steinie, like, I know it's hard and we got to go. But I think you said this a couple days ago. You have no problem with me saying, had Steph remained upright, maybe they could have beat Minnesota.
Right. Because it's easy to say, because it doesn't matter. But don't forget, I was the guy who all year saying, I don't think they can last.
Yeah.
What's coming up next on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Bob Fitzgerald coming up at 11. I see full lines. I'll get to you all on the other side. That segment sponsored by Chilton Auto Body.